So when Trev and I got more in the swing of things and we were gigging regularly, he'd humor me with some of his stories of when he was young. He thought his stories were silly, but I really loved hearing them and encouraged him to tell me more. I had no idea when I first met him that he made recordings in New York City. And that also he had run-ins in the early 60s with the Beatles and with the Rolling Stones, and was even on the same billing as those guys. He also played in the Pete Best's band just after Pete left the Beatles. If you don't know who that is, he was the drummer of the Beatles before Ringo Starr. And he had some very interesting remarks about that too. I personally am so captivated when listening to him tell his stories that I asked him to record them, mostly because I was just interested in them, but also I thought it would be very interesting to share with you. So we decided to create a little series called Trev's Tales, and this is the first one. Please feel free to leave a comment as it's very helpful to us in different ways. And we thank you very much for listening.
Of course, when we first started playing, when we were very young, we used to use public transport. But eventually, as we got more successful, vans and trucks were available to take us to gigs. Eventually, in the very early 60s, I got a job playing saxophone with a band in Liverpool. This band had the luxury of having a full-time roadie and van owner. His vehicle was an old Bedford ambulance that had seen better times, probably from the 1940s, and it was very distinctive because at the front roof, looking forward, the roadie had installed a white plastic or rubber model of the Michelin Man, the tire company. So we were well known all round Liverpool and all the places that we went to. In those days, we played in all the clubs that were famous in the Beatle and 1960s era, the Cavern Club and all those other places whose names I've forgotten. And we played and travelled in this old van all over the north of England to various cities, Newcastle, Carlisle, Manchester, you name it, we were there. Eventually, we drove all the way to play our 12 months nearly in Germany, in the north of Germany. And the van kept going and going until on the way home it met its sort of last days. Arriving eventually back at Liverpool, the road manager, Pat, decided he would get the van fixed, and he knew where there was a similar one parked down by the docks. So one night he went down there with his tool kit and removed the back axle from this parked Bedford van. The back axle, of course, was the problem area in the van at this time. As he'd removed the whole back axle assembly from this van, a great big Liverpool guy came up to him and said, "What you doing, mate?" And Pat says, "Oh," he says, "I'm having trouble with my back axle. I'm taking it off to get it renewed and coming back tomorrow to replace it." The guy said, "Oh, no, you're not, mate. That's my van. You better put it back together." So Pat spent the whole night removing and replacing the back axle on a Bedford van. So that was the end, basically, of the transport we had at that time. So Pat did nothing else. He went out and bought a 30-seater bus. This bus had already started to be converted so that there were bunk beds in the back of the van. So as we were a six-piece band plus the roadie, we had seven bunks. So wherever we went, we could stay the night and sleep in our special bus. And of course, it was a very good place and comfortable zone for us to do our marketing with our fans. We say no more about that one. But it was very convenient because I can remember living in my flat in Liverpool, and we'd have a gig some miles away in the north of England somewhere, and Pat would bring the bus outside, peep the horn on the bus, and I would go down to the vehicle carrying my saxophone case and a plastic bag with my clothes in, and get straight into bed because I was still in my pyjamas. So I got into bed in the van and would then lay in bed with the other guys, well, in our own bunks anyway, until we got to our venue to play. Those were crazy days. But that didn't last too long with me, because before very long, I got the call to go to the USA, New York City, with Pete Best's band. But that's the next story, probably.